And welcome back to the Tea and Titles Show, and I'm your host, Emily Brunner, a high school junior looking to get a good grade in English this marking period. Last week, we discussed the novel Monument 14 and the characters' actions in it, so grab your tea and enjoy today's episode. Today, I am joined by Cassie Coyle, a high school junior, amazing soccer player, and a strong javelin thrower. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. So today, we'll be talking about the novel The Lovely Bones by Alice Sable, published in 2002. Cassie, would you like to give a general summary of what the book is about?
So, Lovely Bones is basically about a high school girl who was murdered, and after her death, she continues to watch her family, her friends, and her murderers, like, lives go on from heaven, and so she has to, like, witness them all dealing with the aftermath of her death in their own individual way.
Wow. How old was she? Do you know?
She was, like, either, like, a sophomore or a junior, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Like, really,
yeah. That's crazy. Did you like the book?
Yeah, I actually liked it a lot. It was very different than most things that I usually read, but, just, like, all different perspectives made it really interesting, so I was pretty surprised when I liked it.
Okay, and did you, when you were reading the book, did you know who the murderer was?
Yeah, so when the book starts off with her murder, and, like, the whole thing is from her point of view, so she recognizes it as a man named George Harvey, who is, like, okay. Someone that she knows that lives in the community, and she's seen him before, but she never knew, obviously, that he was a murderer, so that's why she was as suspicious as she should have been.
Wow, that's crazy. What was your favorite part of the book?
So, I liked when her sister breaks into George Harvey's house, because her sister and her dad suspected that it was him, but the police couldn't find any evidence, so he just continued being, like, their neighbor in the community. And so Lindsay breaks into the house and tries to find evidence, and she literally has to, like, jump out the window to, like, get out before, like, Harvey comes back. And it was, like, just, like, really suspenseful and, like, action-packed, that, like, one section.
I bet. Did it keep you, like, wanting to read because it was so suspenseful?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. What kind of themes did you find were reoccurring throughout the book?
It was mainly isolation versus, like, unity and grieving, because, like, as the main character Susie watches from heaven, she has to see, like, all of her family, like, dealing with her death, and, like, her family doesn't even know, like they don't have, like, the murderer isn't captured or anything for, like, a majority of the book. And so, like, she has to watch, like, her mother cheats on her father with the detective.
Wow.
That's part of her case. And then her sister, like, completely isolates herself from, like, her younger brother and her dad, and, like, won't talk to anyone. So it's just about how each, like, member of the family and everyone else in the community, like, has to deal with, like, Susie's disappearance and then, like, her murder.
For sure. Who was your favorite character?
So I really like Lindsay because she, like, her, like, a lot of other characters, like, broke down, like, after the murder. Like, her dad, like, shut off, like, all emotions, like, was, like, depressed all the time, which, like, is understandable, but, like,
yes.
And then, like, her mom, like, just, like, cheated on her husband and, like, wasn't there and just, like, literally left them. And, like, so Lindsay was just, like, really strong. She, like, made sure to help her brother and, like, was also, like, a very big, like, part of, like, trying to, like, figure out who the murderer was, and she just had, like, a very, like, important role throughout the entire book.
Okay. And would you recommend this book to people? And then, if so, what demographic?
It's, like, a little dark at points, like, especially in the beginning, because, like, Susie's, like, raped before she's murdered, so, like,
wow.
It's definitely not for younger children.
Yeah.
So, like, but if, like, once, like, if you're, like, mature enough, like, it's definitely, like, a good read.
Okay. So, was there any, like, symbols or anything, like, in the book that you noticed were frequent?
So, there's a, like, repeating occurrence where as George Harvey moves from town to town, he'll always take, like, he'll always say that his wife is dead and that he's, like, grieved or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll say that his wife was the name of the last girl that he murdered.
Wow.
So, like, it was just an interesting, like, symbol because it, like, it showed, like, how he acted like he cared for these people so much and that he missed his wife. But, like, in reality, he was, like, the one that killed them. Which, like, so it was, like, kind of, like, messed up, like, just, like, window into the mind.
Wow. And he's killed a few girls, correct?
Yes, he's killed like, I think it was like 5 or 6s.
Wow, and he's had to like go into these communities and be there for a while, correct? To like get on the good side almost. Of the community.
He'll live there for a while. Like, Susie and her whole family like knew Mr. Harvey for like a really long time, and then he continued living there after the murder occurred for a while until like, because they were, their family was the closest that anyone ever like suspected it, so he had to leave, but like most times he would stay there even longer than he did in Susie's town.
Wow, that's crazy. So for the book, is there anything that you would change?
There are some parts, like, some characters, like, there's a lot going on with some of them, and, like, some, I think some, like, aren't necessary. Like, they go into, like, they go, like, really in-depth with, like, Susie's, like, crush's, like, mother, and just, like, some of it's just, like, a little unnecessary, and it, like, drags it on a bit. So, like, that's one thing I would change.
Okay. And then, like, wrapping up, is there any book that was, like, similar to The Lovely Bones?
So one book that came to mind was, it's called Stranger With My Face by Lois Duncan, I believe.
Okay.
And it's about this girl who's, like, a twin, she doesn't know it, and she can, like astral project kind of, and like leave her body.
Wow.
But pretty much she leaves her body one day, and then her like evil twin person like takes it over.
Wow.
And so she has to like watch from like outside, and her family like can't see her as a stranger like pretends to be her. So that kind of reminded me of it, because it like, it's just like Susie, she can't do anything about it other than like witness like what everyone else is going through.
Gotcha. Okay, and as you may know, this book has actually been turned into a movie. Do you have plans to see it?
I do. I'm excited to see how they portray it.
Awesome. Well, I think that's it for today. So go ahead and get your hands on the book, The Lovely Bones. Thank you, Cassie, for being here on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
And I hope everyone has a great day. Bye.